This is a special retirement edition and pledge drive edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine with financial planner Kevin McKinley, and we will have all sorts of information and advice on how you can not only retire, but retire early and forever. Kevin McKinley is a certified financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money, LLC, and he joins us from our studios in Eau Claire. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Joy.
Again, a special edition of On Your Money, and as a part of our pledge drive, we will talk about all things related to retirement, but you have prepared another one of your On Your Money mini money booklets, which is going to be the freemium or the thank you gift for each and every pledge that comes in during this hour.
That's correct. It's called Retire Early and Forever. Helps you learn how to save for retirement, how you should save for retirement, how much you should save for retirement, how to check your progress along the way, and then we address after retirement. So when to take Social Security, if, when, and how you should cover long-term care expenses, and how much you can spend each and every year as you grow older.
And you can get your mini money booklet by making a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm going to give that number early and often, Kevin, because we have a goal of 230 pledges during this hour.
30 pledges for the whole hour?
230.
Oh, 230. Oh, yeah, we'll have that by
so how
10
much,
after.
How much do we have to pledge to get the mini money booklet?
Absolutely. Well, I should say one penny. You can pledge as little as one penny. We'd prefer more, of course, if you can afford it. But this is something where you can pledge any dollar amount whatsoever, and you'll get a reply by email, or Wisconsin Public Radio will eventually send it via regular mail. I'm not paid by Wisconsin Public Radio for doing this show or for providing this information. As part of the pledge, the information you give to Wisconsin Public Radio remains private within the confines of Wisconsin Public Radio. I never see it. And I really like doing things this way because we generally raise a lot of money during these pledge hours of On Your Money. But the product that goes out, the membership premium thank you, costs very little to produce and to distribute to both me or Wisconsin Public Radio. It takes a lot of time to put it together. It's about, I don't know, probably 12 or 14 pages or so. But it's something that I can do based on information that we've talked about. And I like this because it's a very efficient way to help support Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can support Wisconsin Public Radio with that pledge of a penny or more. Just kidding. Don't pledge a penny. Pledge a little bit more than that. And you will help pay for all of what you enjoy at Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget. And you can make that pledge of, how about a penny a day? How about a dollar a day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Kevin, is this mini money booklet one that we have offered before?
We have, but it's been since we haven't had it out since 2009. So we've updated. We've added several different components to it. So it's been over 5 years since this has been available. Again, it's one of the rare times where any dollar amount you can pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio receives a premium thank you in return. We haven't offered it for several years. Who knows when we'll offer it again? You cannot purchase this anywhere. We get a lot of emails after these premium shows, premium offering shows are over with, and people say, "Hey, Kevin, I'm sorry I missed that. I'd like to buy that. Where can I buy it?" You cannot buy this. The only way that you can get it is by pledging to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552. And when we reach our goal of 230 pledges during the hour, then next week we are, as a thank you to you, we are going to devote the entire hour to answering all of your questions sent in via email, called in during the show, fax, telex, carrier pigeon, Morse code, whatever medium you choose. We'll be answering your questions next week when we reach our goal of 230 pledges for the hour.
Another incentive to make that pledge. We have 226 pledges to go. So keep those pledges coming at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And this hour, we are going to be talking about retirement.
That's correct. We're going to be talking about some changes that your employer may be making to the matching contribution you might have been receiving. A little known trick for early retirees to get access to their retirement accounts without penalties. And this is one of the most important ones. Why you may want to be an aggressive saver instead of an aggressive investor. But we get a lot of responses that says, Kevin, I wanted to pledge during the show, but I wanted to listen to the show as well. Well, don't listen to the show right now. Take a few minutes off and pledge. And your support not only offers a great deal of programming during the rest of the week and the month and the years, but also it allows Wisconsin Public Radio to put these broadcasts up online at WPR.org so you can listen to the archives whenever you want of On Your Money and go back and say, oh yeah, that's right, I didn't catch that because I was pledging.
And you can pledge right now, and you won't. It'll only take a few minutes, really. It only takes a couple of minutes for you to tell us who you are, some contact information, and how much you'd like to pledge and how you'd like to pay for it. And there you go, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Lots of people are making a monthly donation to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe it's a first-time pledge of $5 a month. Maybe it's $10 a month. Maybe it's more than that. You decide how much to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio because you value what you hear and you understand that this is listener-supported radio that would not be here if it weren't for your contributions. And in return for your contribution during this hour and this hour only, you will get Kevin's mini money booklet, Retire Early and Forever, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have 217 pledges to go, 217, and you can help us reach that goal at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hey, Kevin, at the top of the hour, I promised listeners that I would get you to pledge to never retire. How's that?
I haven't made it to the end of my own document yet, so until I do, I shall work on.
All right. We'll see if we can get Kevin to pledge that by the end of the hour. Kevin McKinley is the managing member of McKinley Money LLC, a registered investment advisor with offices in Eau Claire and Madison. Kevin does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the securities or services discussed are suitable for any investor. You should consult with your financial advisor prior to making any investment decisions. That being said, if you have a question, especially a retirement-related question, as this is a special retirement edition and pledge drive edition of On Your Money, you can call to ask your question on air by calling 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with financial planner Kevin McKinley, answering your questions and asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Kevin, there's been some items in the news recently about 401k plans and about the employer match that is available with many of those plans. What's new with that?
Well, let's start with some background. The matching contributions are generally provided by the employer when you put your first dollars into the plan, or it's done as a percent of salary. The Society of Human Resources Managers says that almost all large employers match in some way. And usually what it is, it's a dollar for dollar up to 6% of salary. So if you put in, let's say, $3,000, the employer will match that $3,000 as well up to 6% of your own salary. And the workers typically receive it every single week or every single pay period, if you will. And then the actual vesting period depends on the employer. But what it typically is when the dollar goes into the account, you get 20% of it in the first year vested if you should leave the company, 40%, 60%, 80%, et cetera.
Well, that's a nice deal. What's the news with these, though?
Several companies have been changing their policy, large ones like Schwab, Deutsche Bank, IBM, and decided rather than matching every single contribution that you make to your employer-sponsored retirement plan with their matching contribution, they'll match you with a lump sum at the end of the year. And this is the kicker. You must be employed at that time to actually get that lump sum. If you leave before, any money that you have that's vested, you still get it, but you forfeit anything else that you had coming for you. And AOL had an announcement where they said we had two families with distressed babies in our employment group, and for that reason, we've had to change the way that we give out our 401k mattress. So this is Tim Armstrong on a conference call explaining this, and this is two families of 5,000 employees that he said was the reason they couldn't do this. And he received several bits of backlash over this because, in part because he earned $12 million himself and was saying that he had, because these distressed families, if you will, hurt their expenses so much that he had to change it. And he eventually admitted he was wrong. One woman wrote an article for Huffington Post, who actually one of the mothers of the babies, explained it, and he wisely backtracked on this change in policy. And I think the thing that people were really shocked about this story was to find out that AOL still existed.
Yeah, that's right. You got mail. What are your thoughts on the employer match?
I like it. It's a very generous bonus from the employer, but I don't think it's the biggest or even the best reason to save for retirement in an employment sponsored plan.
What's the biggest reason?
Well, first of all, I like the tax break. For every dollar you put into your pre-tax retirement plan, like a 401k, 403b, or 457, that will save you 20 to 40 cents in taxes on the subsequent April 15th. And it will also lower your spendable money, meaning that if you defer a dollar into your retirement account, that's money that you can't spend. And as we'll talk about later, and as people who pledge to the show right now will find out in their On Your Money Mini Money booklet, lowering your expenses now is one of the keys to being able to retire early and forever. And finally, there is the investment growth that could be sheltered from taxation until you actually tap it. But again, as we'll talk about later, the investment growth is not the biggest reason you should be saving for your retirement in an at-work plan.
And we will talk more about that later. Kevin, we have 59 pledges in already, which is great. That's
fantastic.
A wonderful start. But we have 171 to go to reach this very high goal, because in the past, you have told us during these pledge drives that you really do value the information and advice that you get about your personal finances during On Your Money, and that you appreciate hearing it in a matter-of-fact way, a practical way, and a funny way from financial planner Kevin McKinley. So do make your pledge to help support this weekly lesson on our personal finances. Make that pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And each and every pledge, no matter the amount, we will send you this mini money booklet that Kevin McKinley has prepared especially for you. And a reminder, Kevin, what else is in this book?
Oh, gosh. It's not about what's in the book, Joy. It's
what's not in the book.
It'd be easier to talk about that. It's how to save for retirement, how to check your progress, the vehicles you should use, how to find more money to save for retirement, how you should invest along the way, and then after you retire, when to take Social Security, how to handle prospective long-term care expenses, what to do with a mortgage, both while you're saving for retirement and after you retire, how to balance out saving for college versus saving for retirement, and then finally, how much you can spend every single year while you are retired.
And let me just correct myself, because some people hear book and they think it's going to be this big hard covered bound thing. It is a very substantial booklet of information and advice on how to retire early and forever. And you can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley. This is On Your Money on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
retired. Bought a Winnebago, retired. Going where we want to go, retired.
You're listening to a special retirement edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley, certified financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money, LLC. And let's take a call from Lynn in Appleton. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning. I'm calling to find out what I can do to find some more money in retirement. I'm retired. I'm on Social Security. I'm on my ex-husband's Social Security right now, so I can build my own Social Security up. I own my own home, but I have about $16,000 in savings, and that's about it. Are there any other ways that I can move forward to, other than going back to work, mm-hmm. to do something with this retirement plan?
Sure. Let me ask you a question, Lynn. Do you have a rough idea of what your house is worth?
I would say about $140,000.
Oh, great. If you don't want to go back to work, you don't want to babysit, you don't want to do any odd jobs for neighbors or anything like that, your best bet is to actually look at that equity that you've accumulated in the home. And some people are leery of reverse mortgages. I happen to be a fan of them if they are used properly and people understand both the consequences and benefits of using a reverse mortgage. But you are a prime candidate for that. I assume you want to stay in your home for a while, right?
It doesn't make any difference to me at this point.
Okay.
The home is getting, you know, the home, I'm like 66, and the home is just getting a lot to manage at this point. Yard is very large and so forth. The home is way too big for me, so but I could,
Yeah, well, then I would suggest selling it and moving into an apartment or a smaller condominium or something that where someone else takes care of more of the issues for you and you have a fixed and more predictable level of expenses. And for better or for worse, the value that you might extract from the home can cover you for, you know, if it's $1,000 a month, let's say, that's about, you're looking at maybe 12 years or so, depending on what price you get for the home. And if you decide you want to stay in the home, you can borrow against the home and get a reverse mortgage. And that will give you money that you'd never really have to pay back. You can stay in the home as long as possible. And you can use that money however you please, as long as you keep the value of the home up, pay your property taxes, pay your bills. And what happens is once you actually leave the home, either to go into a nursing home or you pass away, the bank sells the home. And whatever they get for it, they use to pay off the money that you've borrowed. And if there's anything left over, you or your heirs get it. But if there's nothing left over or they sell it for less than what you've borrowed plus interest, you owe nothing else on top of that as long as you've met the terms of the agreement. One thing I might suggest, Lynn, is that you sell your house and you buy a condo with it, and then you see if you can get a reverse mortgage actually on the condo, and that will allow you not only to live in a place that's maybe more manageable, both in terms of size and terms of expense, but also allow you to get some cash out of that as well.
Okay, another question. What can I do with the $16,000? Is there anything, should I be investing that money at this age or not?
That's an understandable question, but absolutely not. I want you to keep that as safe as possible because you may need that for an emergency or for some kind of home repair, and you can't afford to risk it. So put it in the bank. You're only going to get, you know, 0.5% or 1% on the interest, but don't risk it at this point in your life.
Thanks for the call, Lynn, and much luck to you. So, Kevin, we have, we're doing very well again. We are 97 pledges away from that very large goal. So we are more than halfway there and just about halfway through this special pledge drive edition of On Your Money, a retirement edition of On Your Money. You can make a pledge, help us reach the goal, help pay for this service, and with every pledge you will receive a mini money booklet, Retire Early and Forever. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Kevin, is it too late if I haven't started my retirement planning? Is it too late for me to retire early now?
Yes. No, it's not. It's not too late. No. A lot of people are very surprised when people, like even in Lynn's situation, where they say, I have very little in assets, I have very little in income, what can I do? Well, you'll be surprised about how much can be done in a relatively short period of time. And by definition, a lot of times people who feel like they're kind of strapped or they don't have enough money to retire have been living on a relatively modest amount of expenditures every single month. And so that is the key to being financially successful if you're in the situation where you don't have a lot of assets. However, in the On Your Money Mini Money booklet, Retire Early and Forever, we tell you not only what numbers and factors and ratios to use to see if you are on track to retire, and then how to maximize whatever you have, and then finally to figure out how much you can spend. A lot of people get into their 60s and they maybe have even more money than they ever thought they would have, but they say, well, I want to spend this, but I don't want to run out of money in my late 80s or early 90s or late 60s. So how do I develop a spending plan? In the On Your Money, Money, Money booklet that you can get if you pledge now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552, you will get that information and get started at figuring out not only how you're doing, but what you can do to improve your situation.
Let's take another call from Ron in Eau Claire. Hello, Ron.
Hello, thank you very much for taking my call. It's an awesome show. but my question has been, and maybe I'm being foolish, but when the stock market got down into that 6,400 range, I took everything I had, which was like 100,000 in my retirement, and I put it into the highest risk. Well, then when it hit that 13,000 mark, I thought, wow, you know, we hit that plateau maybe. And I took 30%, put it into like American Fidelity, I think it's the large cap, and I took 20% and put in the medium and 20% in the small, and the rest I put in a fixed. I'm just wondering, is that absolutely nuts?
Yes. No, I
don't. Yeah, it is, and you should seek mental health counseling at your local provider. No, Ron,
I've been wondering.
No, I don't think it's nuts at all. As a matter of fact, you were very, you can chalk it up to luck if you want, but you had the steely fortitude required to buy low, which a lot of people do not. They typically sell low, and then when things go up like they have, then they say, okay, now it's time to get back in because I would have made a lot of money. I better get going. I think the allocation that you have sounds sensible. What I would caution you to do is to make sure that you don't look at one asset class in there that's gone down or maybe hasn't performed as well the other one and fire that asset class. Instead, what you should do is rebalance. So if you've made a lot of money in a stock fund, for example, but the bond fund hasn't done as well, don't pull the money out of the bond fund, put more money into it, because hopefully if you have complementary investment styles within the asset allocation, one will be zigging while the other is zagging. And if one's made a lot of money and the other hasn't, moving some out of that one that has done well into the one that hasn't will hopefully smooth out the ride, so you won't get these big moves up and down. You won't have as many losses as returns regress to the mean. And it's no different than if you're driving down the road right now and your car starts to drift toward the ditch, you correct the steering, get it back towards the middle. That's what asset allocation and rebalancing is all about.
Ron, you were right. I was wrong. Thanks for calling. I'm always wrong, though. Kevin is the expert here. Kevin McKinley, certified financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money, LLC, here just about every week at this time with information and advice on your money. And this is a special pledge drive and retirement edition of On Your Money. We are talking about retirement issues, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. For every pledge that comes in during this hour, you can ask for On Your Money's mini money booklet, Retire Early and Forever, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 68 pledges to go to reach our goal. And I not only hope we can reach that goal, Kevin, but I hope we can exceed that goal.
Yes, please. We usually do. And Longtime listeners to On Your Money know that my entire self-worth is predicated upon how many pledges we get. And because I'm a very small man and small-minded, this is really all I have going for me. So please, people, pledge now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Get the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, Retire Early and Forever. You'll either find out some things that you never knew that could save you tons of money now and later, or you'll get the satisfaction of checking off each and every step and saying, I've done that, that doesn't apply to me, I've done that, and I've done that. And there is a great deal of satisfaction in that as well.
And Kevin, you have a couple of exercises to demonstrate some important strategies for those who are saving and investing for retirement. What are those exercises?
Yep, three factors in the people. I've done this now for 26 years in a row, and I found several factors in people who, from all walks of life, can still retire early and they stay retired. That is, they start saving early, they save aggressively, and, surprisingly to many, they invest conservatively.
All right, so let's start with the start early. What should we know?
Take two 22-year-olds. One saves $10,000 per year for 10 years and then stops. And the other then starts saving $10,000 a year from 32 to 62. If they average a hypothetical return of, say, 6% a year, at 62, the early saver will, or the later saver, rather, will have turned her $300,000 that she's saved into $841,000.
Wow.
But the one who started at 22 and stopped at 32 will have turned $100,000 of savings into $933,000, about $100,000 more. And then she's had her 30s, 40s, and 50s to spend her money however she pleases. And the cool thing about doing this early, especially in the case of 22-year-olds, most people go from their late teens to their early 20s and live in a hovel. If they're lucky, they have their own place, but it's not much of a place. And so I'd much rather have people who are young adults save a lot of money for retirement when they're used to being broke and don't have a lot of, you know, overhead, even student loan payments. I'd much rather them save for retirement then, and then stop, and then get a big house, get a nice car, travel, etc. in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s.
And do we have to save aggressively?
I'd rather have people save aggressively than invest aggressively. Back to the same 22-year-old, let's say there's a big saver who saves $10,000 a year and makes 3%. And then an aggressive investor who only saves $5,000 a year but makes 6%. If they save those amounts from 22 to 62, the big saver will have $766,000 versus about $800,000 for the aggressive investor. Remember, this is 3% for the conservative one and 6% for the aggressive one. However, if they're saving in pre-tax retirement plans or IRAs, the big saver will save about $1,000 more per year in taxes. And if that is also invested at 3% per year, the conservative investor will come out ahead, $840,000 versus $800,000 at age 62, and she will sleep a lot better at night along the way.
Yeah. But what about those who think that retirement savers should take more risk to get a higher rate of return?
Not always. I agree with it, especially if you're young and especially if you have a lot of time to be saving, that it's okay to be aggressive, except the fact that you're going to have big losses along the way. But accepting the big losses in return for getting big gains does not necessarily guarantee a long-term outperforming rate of return. Again, let's take two investors, let's take a five-year period, and let's say that safer investor is going to average 3% per year every single year. The aggressive investor is going to pick a portfolio that makes 10% per year in 4 out of the 5 years. But in the one down year, they lose 30%. Most people would say, yeah, I can handle that big loss because I know in the other 4 years I'm going to make so much that they'll more than outweigh that. Well, after 5 years, of course, the conservative investor still makes 3% a year. The aggressive investor, again, who made 10% per year in 4 out of the 5 years and then lost 30% in the down year, actually averages out to only 0.5% per year in annualized return. 0.5%, 0.5% versus 3% for the conservative investor. And again, the aggressive investor only gets that 0.5% if he or she hangs on during the down year, which most people have a very difficult doing.
You know, we did have a caller, Kevin, who just wanted to point out that 22-year-olds cannot save $10,000 a year because they're drowning in student loans. What do you say to that?
Well, I get that, and that definitely is an issue. I would hope that they were wise enough to take out student loans that then gave them not only a college degree or some kind of degree, but a degree that provided them with a higher income opportunity that would allow them to save more for it. I'd be willing to bet that most people who are fully employed after leaving school with student loans are still netting out more money than if they would have not gone to school at all. And I do believe that people should defer paying off the student loans as long as they possibly can and save for retirement instead.
So is this kind of information in the Mini Money booklet, Retire Early and Forever?
This and much more is in there. Retire Early and Forever, one of the few times you can show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio at any dollar amount and still get a premium return to you as a thank you almost immediately. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and pledge now.
We have so many people to thank, Kevin. Edward from Kimberly says, I appreciate and enjoy Kevin McKinley's great, sensible financial advice. And I don't think that's false praise, Kevin.
I don't think so, but I think he might owe me money.
He might. Maria from Grafton says, I'm retiring early. Thank you. Good for you, Maria.
Oh, wait, Maria, finish the booklet first, okay?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm glad you called in a pledge as you are retiring early. Linda from Madison says, I enjoy Joy's programs and this one in particular. Thank you, Linda. Kyle from Madison says, first time donating for me. I've been listening heavily for the last year and a half, a year and a half, and feel the need to contribute. On Your Money is great. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Thank you so much for all of your pledges and all of your kind words. So happy to be with you and with Kevin every week for information and advice on your money. And Kevin, I'm even happier to announce that with still 20 minutes of the program left, we have reached the goal.
Woo! Thank you very much.
Can you believe that? That is wonderful. But you know what? That means that there's 20 more minutes for you to make your pledge and for you to pick up the Mini Money booklet, Retire Early and Forever, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I always do this, Kevin. Should we double the goal? Would that be?
Sure.
Yeah.
And let's also say the 20 minutes that are left that people can pledge, the way I look at it is it's 20 minutes left for the people who pledged during the first 40 minutes to rescind on their pledges and back out. So we may still need these extra pledges here in the last 20 minutes.
You know, that's not going to happen, but you can support Wisconsin Public Radio. This is listener-supported radio. We count on listener contributions for the biggest part, the most dependable part of our budget. A budget that is used to run this radio station, to buy the programs that you listen to. And your contribution of any amount helps pay for all that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge of any amount. Some people choose $5 a month. Some people choose $500 a month. It really is completely up to you how much to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. But every single pledge that we get during this hour will get Kevin's Mini Money booklet, Retire Early and Forever. We'll get to more of your calls in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to On Your Money on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
When I retire, don't want to have to worry. When I retire, I don't want to have to fret.
You're listening to a special retirement edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine with financial planner Kevin McKinley talking about retirement issues and taking your questions. And also taking your pledges, because we count on you to pay for the programming. So make your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Kevin, we have Paula from Suamico who says, love on your money. Kevin, please pledge to never retire. So we're going to keep on hounding you, Kevin.
Well, I'll tell you what. Wisconsin Public Radio is paying me an amount of money that guarantees that I shall never retire.
Kevin,
it's zero.
Kevin,
and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm very proud to be part of this. And by the way, people, just as an aside here, when you do pledge during this hour, you're not only showing your support for On Your Money and for me and for Wisconsin Public Radio, but I really look upon a lot of these pledges as a show and an endorsement of support for Joy. And Joy Cardine does this so well. She makes it look so easy. We've done this now, what, Joy, for has it been 4 years now?
At least, Kevin.
A long time. And it's gone very fast. We've done several hundred shows, and one of Joy's main jobs is to make me look good and smart and sound good. And whatever she accomplishes in that, it's all on her. And so please pledge now at WPR.org. Call 888-202-2552 and make sure you let it be known how much you appreciate what Joy Cardine does, not only during this hour, but in all the hours that she toils away for the listeners.
You are so kind, Kevin. Thank you very much. Listeners, you are so kind for all of your support. We are 41 pledges over our original goal, which was a high goal to begin with, because this is a program that you have told us is worthy of your support. In the past, we had a pledge of 230 pledges during this hour. We are now at 275. So thank you so very much. But still time for you to get in on the action of supporting a program that you appreciate, and you will get Kevin's offered for the first time in about 5 years, mini money booklet, Retire Early and Forever. And to pledge, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I want to take some calls, Kevin, because we have lots of callers who also have questions. Danielle in Oconomowoc is with us now. Hi, Danielle.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm 29, and I just actually signed up for my first 401k, and I don't really understand what I'm doing with my money. I just kind of took the planner's advice. He told me to take a high risk or go and put it into the high risk. I actually put it into growth, which was the second level down from high risk. And he said, because I'm so young and I have a lot of time, that those would be my wisest decisions. I'm not sure about that.
Well, I actually think that was good advice. As long as you understand that the money that you put in there will generally have a greater rate of return over the many decades of employment and contribution that you are about to have. Understand that you're going to have probably in a down year, you might lose 30% of the value of that money. And that's not a bug, that's a feature. That means that the volatility that you're willing to accept will hopefully and probably give you a greater rate of return over this very long time. And even if you have those kinds of losses, that's good because you're going to be adding more into that plan at lower prices. And there are a lot of people, Danielle, right now who are shaking their heads right now, who are three decades older, and you say, gosh, I wish someone had come to me at age 29 and said, start this plan, invest aggressively, save aggressively, and you'll be very happy that you did 30 years down the road. So I think you're okay doing that. Just understand that it's not a smooth ride to 10% a year, which many people believe, and some people who are selling these products promise to you. You can get 6 to 8% annualized over 30 years, but there will be a lot of ups and downs along the way.
Way to go, Danielle.
Which is fun because I have a lot of time, right?
Yes, correct. You are correct.
Okay. And I'm really sorry. I have one more question. I split up the percent that I was putting up, and I put half in the pre-tax and then half in the post-tax. Should I be picking one over the other? I can't remember the name of the other plan.
It's probably a Roth 401k. Was that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
yes, and I'm the amazing Kreskin of On Your Money. I would have you do just the pre-tax one, and then if you have money left over after you've made these generous contributions to your retirement plan and to Wisconsin Public Radio, then you should open up a Roth IRA on your own, which we'll cover in the next few weeks.
Good luck, Danielle. Thank you for the call. We have Matt in Menominee Falls with us now. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Great show. The reason I'm calling is I recently have heard something referred to as a secret 770 account or like the president's 770 account. Do you know anything about that?
I do, but if I told you about it, it wouldn't be a secret. Now, what
it wouldn't be a secret anymore.
That's right. This is
well, it's just between you and me.
Okay, good. All right, I'll talk in very
don't tell anybody.
Whisper. Yeah, Joy, if you could take your headphones
all
off,
right,
please.
I'm
right
not
now.
Listening.
Thank you.
I never
Matt,
did.
This is a it's a whole life cash value life insurance policy scheme, and there's nothing very special about it. The theory is that you put money into this and it earns some kind of rate of return. They usually promise about 5%, but that's hard to get on new money right now. Usually they use that as a hypothetical rate of return if they invest it in variable, but then they have you borrowing against it to do things like pay cars off or pay credit off or whatever, and then have you save at the same time. I don't believe in using cash value life insurance as an investment, in part because the fees are generally so high that if it's invested properly, the fees will and commissions will eat up most of that return, and the people will be disappointed on it if they're predicating the use on great investment growth. If you say you're doing this because you want to save for college, I would use a 529 plan or a Roth IRA. If you say you're doing it for saving for retirement, I'd rather have you use an IRA or a pre-tax plan like a 401k or 403b. If you actually need life insurance, I'd much rather have you buy a ton of term life insurance and invest the rest in other differences and not feed the cash value premiums for it. So it exists. It's not that secret. And I, the first time I saw this, I thought, whoa, you know, I like to think I know a lot about this stuff, but I've never heard of this. Well, I went into it. And of course, the reason that they don't say, yeah, it's just a cash value life insurance policy is because then you would turn away right away. But because they say it's secret or the president something or other or big corporations use it, they glorify and glamorize the investment when it's really just a simple cash value life insurance policy with some tweaks added in.
So are you done with the secret now, Kevin?
Yes. Okay. Everyone turn your radios back on.
Right,
wait,
right.
How would they know?
Now, this is not a secret. We are doing phenomenally well during this hour of On Your Money during our Winter Pledge Drive. We have exceeded already the goal that we had set for the hour, but we want to exceed it by even more with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge to help support this kind of information, to hear this secret personal finance information each and every week from Kevin McKinley, certified financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money LLC, who volunteers his time to answer your questions during this program. And he volunteers his time in putting together fantastic mini money booklets, including the one that we are giving away during this hour, Retire Early and Forever. And apparently, Kevin, we have a lot of people who want to retire early and forever.
Great.
So make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks to Don and Mary from Abrams, who say, we love Kevin McKinley, his advice and joy. Thank
you. Well, thank
you,
Don and Mary.
That's wonderful. How about you? Will you love us, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have more than 354 pledges. I think
wow.
That's just outstanding.
Thank you very much, everyone who has pledged. And those of you who haven't, please do it now. We get a huge rush as everyone. What happens is the people who want to retire early and forever are part of the reason they're doing this. They say, I don't want to drive to work any longer than I have to, especially in this kind of weather. So they get to work, they get online, they call. Please do not dial while you're driving. Pull over. Your boss will understand if you're a few minutes late. Say you were doing some charitable work by donating to Wisconsin Public Radio. But go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now and get a free copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet available to pledges at any dollar level. You can pledge $1 if you want. We prefer more, of course, if you can afford it. But any dollar level gets this premium gift as a thank you for your support of On Your Money, Joy Card, and Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, in our remaining moments, let's also share some tips for those who would like to retire early, Kevin.
Yeah, it's probably more possible now than ever because of the Affordable Care Act. Many people who had the means to retire before their 60s had no way to afford or even purchase health insurance. And so now that the Affordable Care Act allows those people to do it without limits such as pre-existing conditions, allows them to get subsidized plans. It still can be very expensive, but if you can't afford the premiums for your own health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, you probably can't retire early anyway.
So once health insurance is accounted for, what's the next step?
Figure out what you need and where it's going to come from. You're not going to get any Social Security at least until age 62. So if you do have a pension, take that sooner rather than later. And then withdraw money from your IRA, your 401k, your 403b, your 457, the pre-tax retirement plans, until you get to the 15% federal income tax bracket ceiling. That's on line 43 of your 1040. And for 2014, that number is $73,800 for married couples filing jointly, and half that for singles. After you've reached that amount in the particular year, then tap your savings, your non-retirement money if you have it, and then if you need more money, go after your Roth IRA assets.
But there's a penalty if money's pulled out of tax-deferred retirement plans before the owner reaches a certain age. What do we do about that?
There's several ways around that. One is you can pull money out of an IRA before turning 59 and a half. You'll still pay taxes on it, but there are some conditions such as college expenses, medical expenses, or first-time purchase of a home that allow you to avoid the 10% penalty. Roth IRAs, you can pull the contribution portion out at any time for any reason with no taxes or penalties whatsoever. And then IRAs have a 72T function, it's called, that allow you to make systematic withdrawals. But the real neat thing is people who have pre-tax retirement plans at work, like 401ks, once they're over 55, they can pull the money out of that plan and spend it. They'll still pay taxes on it, but they don't pay any penalties. If they roll it over to an IRA, they lose that privilege. So it's one reason you might want to leave some or all of your 401k money in the 401k if you can.
Okay. Well, any other tips for early retirees?
Don't quit completely if you can afford it. Take a less stressful or a lower paying job if you can. Might be one that you only work 10 hours a week for $10 an hour or something. That not only keeps you engaged, keeps you in the workforce, earns a little extra money as well. Don't pay off the mortgage. In fact, if it were up to me, early retirees would actually refinance their mortgages to a new 30-year before they retire. If you can't stand doing that, that makes you nauseous, at least open up a home equity line of credit that you can tap in an emergency without having to go back to the bank and borrow at that particular time.
Fantastic. And Kevin, we have exceeded 400 pledges.
Come
during
on, people.
This hour. In fact, we have just hit 412 pledges. That is
fantastic.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your support. Remember, every pledge during this hour will entitle you to get a copy of Kevin's mini money booklet, Retire Early and Forever. Make that pledge, again, of any amount, to WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll get plenty of information like those tips that you just heard, Kevin, right?
That is exactly right. And we, you know, I've written a book before. It's called Make Your Kid a Millionaire. It was actually published by a real grown-up New York publishing company. And I hope it was very valuable, but that was a long time ago. It also had 250 pages that I know some people bought with the notion of mind they were going to do the steps, and then they never really got around to it. So we decided booklets were a more economical and more efficient way to get the information across. You can read this before lunch if you get it emailed it to you, and you can know all the different steps that you need to start taking, and you can keep it handy in the future. And we've had several people, Joy, who during these pledge shows say that I'm pledging to Wisconsin Public Radio in part to get the premium, and it's not for me. It's for this other person. I'm trying to help my kids or my brother or my parents with their retirement struggle. And this is a good way to just send that to them and say, hey, take a look at this. No judging. I don't care about your information, but I thought you might find it useful. If you'd like to do that, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Operators are standing by.
Yeah, thanks to Nina from Madison, who says, On Your Money is funny, 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 and educational. Thank you so much. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge to help support Wisconsin Public Radio and On Your Money, and get the Retire Early and Forever mini money booklet with your pledge of any amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Kevin, the website of the week?
Yeah, we had mentioned dinkytown.net, which has a great bunch of financial calculators. This one is on a similar vein, but calcxml.com has a really neat retirement calculator that allows you to figure out how much you need to save, how much you can spend in retirement, and we'll put a direct link up to that website at our website, onyourmoney.com, later on.
Sounds great. And let's see how many pledges we can get in this next minute. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge to support On Your Money and pledge any amount to pick up Kevin's Retire Early and Forever mini money booklet. Thank you so much for your pledges. We are at about 450 pledges. I think that's just fantastic. And I think we'll get even more as the news goes on. Kevin, thanks a lot. Four more words before we go.
Thank you too, Joy. Thanks to everyone who pledged during this hour. Spend less, have more.
Kevin McKinley is a certified financial planner. This is On Your Money on the Ideas Network.